Oh, my friends, it is that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting and obviously the most entertaining. It is the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. See, I made it in big caps so I could emphasize it.
We are so important.
Yes. Chef and the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us right here at home at Le Cordon Green, the big green egg culinary center. My friends, it's more than just a culinary center. That is open to the public. They have incredible classes. You want a private party done better than any restaurant you're ever going to have? Hands-on fun. All you have to do is get a hold of Executive Chef Amanda, and she will talk you through any of your wildest dreams.
If we can create magic, just come
join me. And I've seen magic here. Believe me. Believe me. Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience,
and by Real Sweet Onions, by Human Produce, leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian sweet onions. My friends, if it does not say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
You're right. Of course, a show can't be a show without an incredible cast of people here. And as of the first of the year, we started the new year with an incredible crew. We have, of course, Chef Amanda. She's the executive chef, the head honch, the big guru, the big kahuna.
The chick in charge. That's all we need.
Chick in charge. I don't talk to women in degrading terms like that because that's not the kind of individual I am, but that's okay. Chick in charge, what you want to be called, that's all right, too. And her able-bodied assistant, able beyond belief. She knows more about tannins than you'd probably ever want to know. She is Kaer Schulman. She even has her own title, which only Ed Fisher and Jody, I mean, everybody's got a title. So she is the lead chef inspector, or instructor, I say inspector. LCI. LCI, that's it. LCI, the lead chef instructor.
I would say she's the best we've ever had.
Oh, thank you.
And she is outstanding at what she does. And we asked, we begged, we said, would you stay another week in town so we could do another show with you, Tom Gore, because...
Because we love your wine, and you're so entertaining.
We like him. Him and his wine.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's not that he isn't a lot of fun, but his wine is really good. It's, you know, and he's all right, too. But anyway, we, of course, are talking about the affable, the guru of grapes himself. He is, of course, our own new friend, Tom Gore, second generation Sonoma vintner, winemaker, and from Tom Gore Vineyards, his own name, I think that... Eponymous, I think is what the word is, where you name something after yourself.
Yeah. They didn't teach us that at Cal Poly.
They didn't?
No.
Well, anyway, welcome back. Glad you could stay for a week so we could tape the next show. I mean, that's a good thing. So anyway, we were celebrating. Of course, last week it was National Chocolate Mint Day. And this week, oh, this is right up your... It is National Pistachio Day.
Pistachio Day. I was thinking that you might say it was National Mint Ice Cream Day.
Oh. No, that falls kind of in a mint chocolate.
Game changer.
Really? Yeah, well, that's why you make wine and I make entertainment. Okay,
make fun.
Pistachios.
Yeah, and pistachios. But anyway, we hope you celebrate National Pistachio Day by going out and grabbing a bag. And I would say this. I would go to your local bank and get a loan on those things because right now I think 20 pistachios in a bag cost you about $5. They're pretty pricey right now.
Yeah, it was always shocking to me when I found out that it takes 9 years before pistachios give you any pistachios.
A tree
nine? 9 years?
Yeah.
Like avocados take seven. I hate that.
Yeah. I want them. Ooh, I don't know if I could wait 9 years.
That's a long wait.
That's a long return on investment. 9 years. You put your pistachio trees out, you got to wait 9 years till they're producing money?
Well, you get, how many did you say 20 of them costs?
About $5. That's why. There you go. Of course, it's not like that, and that's one of the great things. And we're going to get into this more in depth a little bit later on about one of the beauties about your wine is that when people think of wine, they go, no, I can't afford it. I can't afford it. You know, you're looking at $30, $40, $50, $60 bottles of wine, or you're looking at $2 Chuck or $6 Ripple or something like that. And they say, well, you can't get good wine, but you've hit a real target spot. The quality, especially with the amazing awards you've won, international awards that you've won, and you're keeping it inside the price of a decent cigar, which is about $15.
Yeah, we really, you know, growing up, like we've talked about before, is and producing a wine that people can buy at good value, and if they like it, they can go out and buy it again, is something that's always been really important to me. And the $12 to $15 price point is a honey spot for all that.
What is the engineer doing?
Drinking.
Shh. Anyway, we are Chef at a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are honored to have Tom Gore of Tom Gore Vineyards here. And, of course, the show is all about food. And wine and food are synonymous with great times.
Yes.
And the Big Green Egg and Tom Gore Vineyards are synonymous with the best of each category. And, Chef Amanda, you have got some incredible stuff for us today culinarily. Your first show knocked it out of the park.
Thank you.
And what have you got for us this time?
This time.
Well, you know, he waited a whole week.
I know. Well, he gets a treat. And his treat is I've got some Madagascar vanilla pound cake. And going to top it with some poached apricots that is in cardamom and vanilla and cinnamon. And Ooh. We're going to do a little yogurt with that and some candied pecans because we're from Georgia. And then we're going to do some more surf and turf. We're going to sear a steak. And we're
going to
plank some salmon that we're going to soak those planks in Tom's fantastic Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, look at the gentleman just popped his head. He goes, "Ooh, I heard what you all are eating there." Yeah. You ought to come in here and see what we're having there, sir. I'm telling you, we're not responsible for the laundry on your polo shirt. You know, I mean, when you start drooling all over it, we're not paying for your laundry, sir, so you can forget about it. I know that it's a disclaimer. And my friends, since you're going to be riding around wherever you are, whatever country, whatever state, we have this disclaimer that we were asked by Big Green Egg to let you know. The food that is prepared here is so good, and the wine that we're going to be talking about is so exceptional that naturally, since you can't smell it and can't see it and can't taste it, all you can do is hear it, you're going to start drooling. And when you start drooling, it's going to get all over your clothes. This gentleman has a nice polo sweater, and he thinks, I can see it is in his eyes. See, when I drool all over myself, I'm going to go and have them do the laundry bill. We are not responsible for your laundry.
Fantastic.
Just to let you know. Anyway, we have an incredible show for you today. And he is a man that's taken field to table to a whole new level. He's taken it to field to glass. And, you know, the pound cake, I'm going to tell you what, Chef Man, I'm going to do this. I don't want you to give out the recipe today.
Already. Well, good.
Yeah. Chef Amanda, this is the part where you go, oh, really? Please, Fat Man, I want to give out the recipe, and I'm going to argue with you. But
I'm
now that you've...
begging you, please
yes,
let me give it out.
No, what we're going to have to do, but you will release it. You will give the recipe, though.
I will.
So you will have the recipe. It will be available for you on our website, chefandafatman.com. Go to recipes. Like I said, we're still working on our website. It's a long and tedious work in progress, but we're starting to get there. And the pound cake recipe, but you can... Don't give that away, because that pound cake is so exceptional. I don't want anybody getting that recipe too easy. I want them to go work for it. But but what have you got that goes on top of that pound cake?
So I have some poached apricots. And right now it is not stone fruit season, so I can't get fresh apricots. So I actually took some dried apricots, and I just took some hot water and, like, poached them and let them reconstitute, and they plumped right up really nice. And then I took the water and the apricots, the whole nine yards, put in some cinnamon sticks and some cardamom, and I put in some sugar. What else did I put in there? A vanilla bean, a Madagascar vanilla bean. And I scraped it, and then I just stuck that as well as the whole bean in there, and I just let it poach. And then here's the thing, though. You don't want to let it go too long, because if you do, then the apricots will kind of, they'll get too soft and they'll explode. So, not explode, but they're,
you want to. I hate soft apricots. I'm not a big apricot guy anyway.
So you stick it in the fridge. Like, as soon as you're ready, as soon as it's plumped.
I love apricots.
Yep.
Do you?
Yeah.
I used to get them, you know, my parents used to get them in the bag, you know, when they're all dried and they're kind of got the consistency of semi-dried out Play-Doh.
Now, Kevin. What is wrong with you? Just keep damaging
I need to stand up for the apricot growers and raise my glass to the apricot farmers who are outstanding in their field.
Yes. Oh. Hear, hear.
You didn't get it. He was trying to.
No, I got it.
All right, I'm just an outstanding.
Just not playing your game.
Oh, yeah, just good for you.
Slammed but no, my apricots.
You know, here's the thing.
Suck it.
No, but
sorry.
The apricot. The apricot.
Well, anyway, FCC, we appreciate anything that you would do to help us out here, and send the fine to Chef Amanda in care of. But here's the thing. Anybody that lies, anybody that says they haven't chewed on Play-Doh or hasn't tried white glue when they were a kid, it kind of came with the stick in the...
I have never eaten glue, Kevin.
Oh, please. You're a liar.
I may have, I think I did it before my memories kicked in. And so I was very young. I know that you did it yesterday. So
Tom, you need to hang around here because you're doing just fine.
That's a whole different program.
See, once again, inaccuracy. And this is, this is mainstream media getting it inaccurate again. It was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
But I tell people that they go, "Oh my God!" But every single kid I knew growing up in kindergarten tried it. I'm just telling you, they did. And those that didn't, you know what that kind of looks like, Tom?
What?
Kind of looks like a cinnamon roll.
It does.
You know, I was watching that come together, and that's very impressive. You should definitely go check out the pictures at the website, because this pound
Facebook,
cake.
Yeah, we're going to have all these out
this,
there for
the Facebook, the website, this dish of pound cake is going to be absolutely gorgeous.
Now, what? I'll tell you one thing so when you use things like cardamom, which is really strong.
Yes.
I'm using vanilla yogurt, so... Since you guys can't see it, and I was assembling it while they were talking, we grilled the pound cake outside, brought it in, and truly it's best if you let it kind of sit for a minute so that crust, it's better kind of a little bit higher than room temperature, but not super hot. And then I just spooned the apricots and some of the simple syrup that was created with it over the top. And then I kind of drizzled some organic vanilla yogurt over the top, just drizzled, and then topped it with some of the pecans.
Is that kind of like organic, real sweet onions?
Yes. And where can we find those?
We can find those. It just so happens I stopped by Sprouts today because I know, check your local Sprouts. They carry real sweet Vidalia and Peruvian sweet onions. She looks right. She's like walking around. Chef Amanda's walking around with these with this pound cake, kind of like, kind of like the gals in Vegas. You know, the showgirls that have the cigars in it.
You have to
check these out. Check these out.
You have to present it.
I mean, it looks
good. I'm prancing.
Showgirls
are
cocktail waitresses.
I'm prancing.
Showgirl. Well, I don't know. I've never been out to Vegas. I wouldn't know. I guess, of course, you gamble all the time. You're in the wine business.
Yeah. What we say is Mother Nature always bats last.
Yes. Anyway, we're with Tom Gore of Tom Gore Vineyards. When we come back, my friends, I think you probably, I'm going to go on a limb here. You probably got a great wine from Tom Gore Vineyards that would go very well with this incredible pound cake and his pound cake. Now, my friends, I begged Chef Amanda not to give you the recipe as she prepared it, so you're going to have to work for it. We are going to have you go to chefandthefatman.com, go to recipes, and it will be there. And when we come back, Tom, let's do this. I'm going to let you pair the wine next time.
Sounds
great.
When
we come back,
yep.
Wine with your dessert. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about a celebration of the good life, my friends. We are Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. Chef and the Fat Man taking it
to
the streets of Doraville, Georgia, baby.